Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki haganav bo behelem ubehester biormo mirma gedoyla, because a thief comes hiddenly and with trickery, tremendous trickery. Usharoshoyme abal dover, the origin of all thieves is from the Yetzirah. Shehu haganav hagodoyl shebo al odom bignevo bemirmo. He's the main ganav who attacks a person with thievery and trickery. Kama shekosuv yeroy bamister, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, showing that the Satan lies hiding out for the person. He doesn't make himself seen. As we mentioned earlier in the previous halachas of Hilchas Ganeva, the Shor Shabodov Vasidra Achru Homitchilas Hatzimtzum Shel Cholol Aponui. The source of this and the origin of this is from the fact that Hashem, when He first created the world, had to hide Himself in a sense, had to remove Himself from a certain area, that Tzimtzum of the Cholol Aponui, to make room for creation to take place. Hashem had to hide the light of His wisdom in order that there should be free choice. And whenever we talk about a hidden or secluded, it's a concept of the thief who lies in, you know, hidden, who works under the cover of darkness. Because we know that even in the Cholol Haponui, Hashem definitely does exist there. It's just that Hashem hides Himself very well, so that it should be a test for us and there should be free choice. The Bechinas, Ato Kel Mistater. As it says, you are the Hashem who hides Himself. Bechinas, Vo'onoichi Haster Aster. I will hide myself. Note, it's I will hide myself, or it's Hashem is Kel Mistater. The Hashem is there, He's just hidden. I am there, I'm just in hidden form. V'zeh b'chinas mashom razal she'omar ha-keser. This is what the Gemara, the Medrash, says, that a king, a Goyish king, once said, Elokeichem ganafu, your Hashem is a thief. I think that this is related to the fact that he came at night. It says that he put Adam to sleep, v'yipol tademot, and then he took a rib from him and made it into chava. So the Keser said, look at this Hashem, he's a thief. A thief does that. He waits till the guy is sleeping and then he does his thing. Ubitoy heshivaloi, but his daughter, the princess, answered him, Shehula toiva. Thief. Baloney thief. He did Adam Rishon the greatest favor in the world. He gave him a wife. He gave him an assistant. Kamashikos of Shom Hamoshal, as the Medrash explains, you know, gives an example to show this. And that's the source of the thievery of the Yetzirah, the super thief. It's based on the fact that Kaviyochel Hashem sometimes conducts Himself bigneva, hiddenly, secretly, for our benefit. Hashem does it for our benefit. The Yetzirah does it the other way. He comes undercover and hidden, where you don't know who He really is, you know, coming to sell you terrible things. And it's from the Yetzirah that there comes forth all types of, you know, thievery. The Alkain had tikkun al yedei huemes. The tikkun for all of this is truth. Through the fact that a person knows and realizes that Hashem is found everywhere, and if He's not in visible form, then He's hidden, but He's definitely there. Afilu b'cholol aponui, even in the cholol aponui b'atzma itself, va'oz ein choishech ve'ein tzalmoves lahas lisoser shom. And once a person is aware of that, if a person is aware that Hashem is everywhere, then for that person there's no darkness. Ki gam choishech lo yachshechem cho, because darkness can't hide anything from Hashem. Uchsiv ki eishev b'choishech Hashem orli. And as the pasuk says, even when I'm sitting in darkness, Hashem is a light for me. You understand? Ki eshev b'choshech. When I find myself sitting in darkness, Hashem. If I acknowledge that Hashem is there, then oily. Then I don't feel like I'm sitting in darkness. Then it's light for me. If a person's in a yerida, if he believes that the yerida means that Hashem is down the block, Hashem is across the river, and I'm over here without Hashem, then for sure he's in darkness. But if the person believes b'emunah shleima that Hashem is everywhere, and even though right now I find myself in a state of darkness, I believe b'emunah shleima that Hashem is with me. The fact that I'm physically alive means I still have an neshama, Hashem is with me and everything. then he's no longer in any complete darkness. Then he can find his way to light. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh shomra zal le'inyan aganav. This is why the Gemara says regarding aganav, she'oso ein shomato kilo ein oroya, that this ganav had the chutzpah to make it seem as if the eye of Hashem, which sees everything below, as if it doesn't see. And it's for this reason that the Gemara says the penalty is stricter for a ganav, one who steals at night or when nobody's looking, than the gazlan, the armed robber who comes, you know, in broad daylight and makes a sticker. Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is a question that some of you had mentioned earlier. Vilichoira einoy muvan. Seems that this is hard to understand. The gazlan, the guy who makes the stick up in broad daylight, obviously doesn't believe in Hashem either, and doesn't believe that Hashem is watching. Because if he would believe that Hashem is watching him, he certainly would not make this stick up, stealing from this person, out of fear of Hashem. So what exactly do you mean when you say that the guy who steals at night or when nobody's looking is worse than the guy who makes the hold up by broad daylight? It seems on a certain level both of them don't believe in Hashem. Ach ikar hachilik, the main difference between the two is shehaganav bo bemirmo uviorma kolkach ad shemata es atzmoi. The ganav is trying to be a smart aleck, and he's using trickery, where nobody's looking, nobody's watching, sneaking in, to the point where he lies to himself. He causes himself to fall into a mistake. As Rabbeinu Zal says, that if you repeat a lie two times, you start believing it. So here also, there's a certain level of sheker where the person himself who's involved in the sheker knows that he's involved in sheker. But there's a certain level where you take it one step further and it gets to a point where the person himself doesn't realize even that there's sheker anymore. For this person, it's not enough that he's fooling himself and fooling other people with his thievery and everything, but rather it can get to a point where the person draws such a level of darkness to the point where he thinks that Hashem is with him. As the Gemara says, "Ganva amachtarto rachmona karya." There are times that a thief is sneaking into a warehouse at night, and right before he goes, he says a prayer. Hashem, please watch me. I shouldn't get caught. I shouldn't trip any alarms. I should. Ganva machtarta, the ganef in his, you know, machteret, you know, underground work, cries out to Hashem. Why? Ki Hashem yizborach ha'oretz nosan nevayodon. Because Hashem has given the world to man. V'nosan koyach labchira kolkach, and he's given us free choice to such an extent. She'ikro al yidei ha-sheker kanal, where the main concept of free choice is by through falsehood, ad she'esh koyach la-sheker shubchen ez gnevo, la-halam emez gam lamala kavyocho, to the point where a Jew has the ability with his sheker to hide the emes even above, even in heaven in a sense. Kemoy Esav, she'rotza la-hatois esoviv ad she'yam she'chol v'sabrochis milamala. Like Esav, who thought that he would trick Yitzchak Avinu enough, he would fool his father Yitzchak Avinu enough into thinking that he's a good boy, to the point where he would be able to receive the blessings from above. Ad she'yakov huchrach leilech imoy b'mir magadoyla, which forced Yaakov Avinu to conduct himself with Esav with super trickery, ad she'chotaf habrochis mimenu, till he was able to grab out the brachas from him. V'gam afal pikein his gaber Esav, and we see that despite that, Esav strengthened himself. V'omar and said, Borcheini gamoni ovi, Daddy, please bless me too. Ad she borchoi, till Yitzchak Avinu actually blessed him. She berchoi valchar b'chotichya, to the point where he was able to get Yitzchak Avinu to give him a bracha that you will live by the sword. Which is what's causing the golus to go on for such a long time. What's giving the goyim power today. They're drawing their power and strength and longevity from Yitzchak Avinu's bracha that Esav was able to extract from him. V'zeh b'chinas also ayin shel mato. This is what it means when the Gemara says he made Hashem's eye as if Hashem doesn't see. Also mamish v'kanal. This means that the Rosho has the ability with his sheker. Hashem has given us free choice to such an extent where the Rosho has the ability even to close Hashem's eye, kaviyachol. To be mezgaper with sheker to the point where Hashem doesn't see, where the tzaddik doesn't see, and goes ahead and gives the Rosho some bracha, some good things. However, the same free choice that the Rosho has, the tzaddik has the same free choice. Shehumi Sitra the Yaakov, Shebavada Yeshloi Koyach Yoiser. The Tzaddik certainly has more strength than the Rosho. Kisharoitza Lochus Alatzmoi, when he wants to take pity on himself, Ulahatoi Seloemis, and to draw himself to the truth, Yochoi Lohoyer Alatzmoi Oiro Emis, he can draw upon himself the light of truth, Shu Oir Hashem Yizborach, which is the light of Hashem, Bechol Eis, Bechol Shokanal, at all times, Ad till the tzaddik succeeds in extracting from the Rosho all the good that was found by him, in the concept of double or four times as much or five times as much, which we're able to take back from the Ganav. So that to review, Rav Nosenthal said here a very important thing. The Gemara said, what's worse about the Ganav than the Gazlan? That the Ganav has the ability. He made it as if Hashem doesn't see. Rav Nosenthal says, what do you mean he made it as if Hashem... Made it means he did something. He physically was able to do something. Rav Nosenthal says, yes, for sure. Because you should know there's two kinds of Roshoim, like. There's a Rosho who comes openly to attack. There's an enemy who's attacking you openly, where that enemy is usually much easier to deal with, less dangerous, less troublesome, because you can see him at 50 feet and you know you can either walk away from him or prepare yourself for him, and you know, whatever it is. So that guy can't do anywhere near as much damage to you as the enemy that's false, the sheker, the enemy of sheker, falsehood, the ganef, who during the day walks around in a white suit, you know, in a suit and tie, and he's clean guy, he doesn't do anything wrong, and people trust him, and they tell him when they're going on vacation and this, that, and then he hears they're going away for 2 weeks, he goes and robs their apartment, this and that kind of thing. He's the one who's much more dangerous, because he can mamish make you work again. He's the one who can steal from you more easily than the bigger thief in certain times. You know, the guy's a stronger thief, because the fact that he's false helps him get in where the other guy can't get in. That kind of thing. And that's what makes him so much more evil. And that's this concept of Esav Lavan, where we see that they were liars and tricksters. That's what was so difficult. And it's because that there should be Bechira, that it has to be that way. To the point where we see that Esav was able to get Yitzchak to give him bracha. You say, how in the world? Yitzchak was a super tzaddik. What kind of tzaddik would put a gun in the hands of a Russian? Are you crazy? The answer is the Koyach HaSheker has to have the ability to be mezgaber so much that it can even do, you know, draw power. However, we need to know that the Koyach HaEmes has to be at least equally strong, and in certain cases stronger. And in the end, that's what will always win out, the Emes. Now, in the next two paragraphs, Rav Nosenthal is going to address the issue of Dalet Vehei, the penalty of Dalet Vehei that we spoke about, by Ashur and Seh, and explain it related to the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. Ois Yud Beis. Rav Nosenthal says now, Kishor Voseh Bechinas Yaakov VeYosef. We're going to discuss now the payment of four times as much and five times as much for one who steals a sheep or an ox. Rav Nosenthal says, Shor and Seh represent Yaakov and Yosef. V'akvosim Hifred Yaakov. There's a pasuk that says that Yaakov Avinu is the one who separated the sheep into different groups. Bechinas Se Pezura Yisrael. We see that the Jews are given the nickname Se Pezura, a separated sheep. And again, Yisrael is the nickname for Yaakov Avinu specifically. Bo etne tsoini tsoin marisi. So we see the word Se is associated with Yaakov and Yisrael. Yosef b'chor shoyroi hoderloi. Yosef hatzadik. The term shoyr is used about him in the Torah. V'chinas hatzadik emes shemeir hu emes b'knesses Yisrael hanikroam al shem Yaakov. Yosef hatzadik represents the tzadik who shines. Hoderloi means to shine. He's got light. He's the one who shines the truth into the Yidden who are called Yaakov. B'chor shoyroi hoderloi shined for him for Klal Yisrael. And whenever the Satan tries to attack a Jew and tries to get at the Nekuda, mamish, the Jew's neshama, the thing that distinguishes him, you know, as being a member of Klal Yisrael, and even more than that, when the Satan wants to try to steal the aspect of tzaddik that's found in every single Jew, and he wants to uproot it completely, as it says that he shechts the animal or sells the animal. There are times that the Satan, the Yetzirah, slaughters the person completely, meaning, for example, he gets the Jew to give up his religion completely. That's the concept where he shechts him, he slaughters him completely. There are times when the Yetzirah doesn't try to get the person to reject his religion completely, but rather he tries to persuade the Jew to serve Hashem not for the right purpose, not with the right intention. He's doing it for profit, for money. This is the concept where the Yetzirah sells the person. Sale means for money. The Yetzirah takes the person and throws him into a place where this person's interested now in money now, and even his religion he does for money. However, we learned in the previous year that as a result, the tzaddik emes always, if the person is zocheh to be attached to the tzaddik, he ends up winning in the end, and not just getting back from the Yetzirah what the Yetzirah wanted to take away from him, but double. The concept of four times as much, five times as much. Because the more that the Yetzirah strengthens himself against the person with his sheker and thievery, we are zoche to extract from him more and more kedusha. As the pasuk says, "Eis asher sholat ha'odom b'odom l'raloi," that there are certain times where A is given the ability to rule over B, so that when A falls, his fall will be harder, and that kind of thing. He's being shaylet, but it's laraloi. It ends up harming him. Now, in this piece, Rav Nosson Zal just went off for a moment to show how the concept of shor was said, that the Torah speaks about gneva, you know, when it comes to gneva, tevicha and mechira, how that's tied into what we're talking about, Klal Yisrael, and their kesher to the tzaddik, and that's the one who's shining the emes into them. Koheles speaks about a certain time when Kaviyochol Hashem is going to let the goyim get on top of us, but it's going to be for their destruction. You understand? There are certain times where a guy is given the sitrach is given a chance to slam a person so that the person can take back 10 times as much.
We're like rendered like powerless at one point, you know. It's only the attachment that we have to the tzaddik.
Exactly.
Because in the first place, what gives us the
exactly. The Gemara uses the wording "ein chavush matir satzmai beis asurim." When a person is under attack, he can't save himself. He needs that outside source. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "Dalid vehei." These numbers 4 and 5. B'dechinas correspond to what the Torah says in one place when it talks about Hashem redeeming Klal Yisrael, taking us out of Golus. It says, Tachas hanachoshes ovi zohov, Hashem is going to replace copper with gold, v'tachas habarzel ovi kesef, and in place of iron will come silver, V'tachaso eitzim nechoshes, and in place of wood will be copper. V'tachaso avonim barzel, and the stone will be replaced with iron or steel. From Razal, the Gemara says about this, tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov, in place of Rabbi Akiva and his friends, whom the goyim were able to kill, you know, murder, horrible types of death. Shehem yud haruge malchus, where those 10 rabbis suffered a horrible death. As a result, they were in place of the 10 brothers of Yosef HaTzadik who sold him. Yosef used the wording, I was kidnapped from my father's house. Ukemuvo, and as is brought in the Medrash, Sheposuk Zois, Chamisha Bokor, Yeshalim, Tachas Hashor, 5 cattle will be used to replace the ox. In other words, if a person steals an ox, he's got to replace it with 5. Merames al Mechiras Yosef is a remez to the sale of Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik, we said, was called Shoyer, Bechor Shoyroi, right? And he was sold. Because Rav Nosson Zal says this is the worst robbery and the worst trickery. When the Satan fools a person and tricks him, where the person ends up being capable of going against the tzaddik. And the guy converts truth for shit, you know, replaces truth with falsehood. Sheze bechinas machlekes hashvotim al Yosef. This is the concept of the shvotim who are choylek on Yosef HaTzadik. Shemize ikar aricha sagolus. That's the main thing that got the Jews sent down to Egypt in the first place, and which is causing the exile to be long. Shekol hatikin al yidei hamshochas oiroi shemashiach shuor hoemes. Where the whole tikin for this is going to be by drawing the light of Mashiach, which is called the oir hoemes. As the pasuk says, send us your light and your truth, and that's what will get us out of Golus. May Hashem send His kindness and His truth. Here we said before that this is Rosh Prokim. Rav Nosson Zal is just putting in short notes here. We're going to have more on this a little bit in about 2-3 pages. On page 209, towards the bottom, Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this issue of Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim being the replacements, the Gilgulim of Yosef HaTzadik's brothers, and tying it into this whole issue. For now, he's just mentioning it in short form. Yudalid, v'zeh b'chinas ner chaneko lohoer hoemes boilam. Rav Nosson Zal says the main concept behind the mitzvah of the Chanukah candles is to shine the light of truth in the world. Shehu ikar hoer, that's the main light. Lidchois hachoshech shal pnei tohoim shu b'chinas yovam, kamo shem razal. And to push away the darkness, which is yovam, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says that when Hashem first created the world, it says in Pasuk Beis, v'horetz hoysa soyhu, v'voyu, v'choshech al pnei tohoim. Those 4 terms, toyhu, voyu, choshech is number 3, and al pnei tohoim correspond to the 4 golios, the 4 exiles that Klal Yisrael would be in. Bavel, Porasumodai, Yovon, and Edom. So Choshech corresponds to Edom, corresponds to Yovon. Therefore, that's why the holiday where we celebrate the defeat of Yovon is Chag Horim, is Chanukah, which is the lights. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ner Hashem choyfeis kol chagrei boten. The candle of Hashem is what's used to search in all for searching. Shaydei hoemes shehu ner Hashem yecholin lechapes b'kol chagrei boten lotzeis me'afelas hacheshchoi sabo b'kol chagrei boten shen klal hatayvois v'amidois rois. It's the candle of Hashem which represents the emes that gives the person the ability to search in all the sections of the stomach, chagrei boten. The stomach is the symbol of taivos, taivos achila, and the whole person self-satisfying, that kind of thing. So the oir ho'emes is what gives the person the ability to search and to clean out the taivos rois. Ki ho'emes Meir b'chol chadrei boten lohoyer b'chulam limtzoi eitzo v'hischaskus lo shov mikol amam shemizborach. Because truth is what gives the person the ability to shine a light in the darkness that he finds himself in, you know, with, involved in taivois and midois rois, in order to be able to return to Hashem. Ki afilu kishenidme lo'odom shiedeo ha'emes. Because even when you have, let's say, a person who feels that he knows the truth, he's learned already, he knows that what he's doing is wrong. Rak shehataivois mizgabra molov. It's just that he can't overcome his desires. He knows it's wrong, but he's doing it anyway. Gamze sheker. That's also false. Ki nidmeloi she'ein b'koichoi lamoid kenegdom. Because in many cases, the person is walking around with the perception that he can't overcome them. This person who knows he's learned and he knows right from wrong, and yet he still does the wrong thing because I can't break the habit. I can't. But, and Rav Nosson Zal says that's a sheker. It's not true that he can't. Aval im yimshay chatzmai loho emes. If such a person will draw himself to emes, bevada yieloi koyach ve'etzo lihimolet mehem. He will definitely find the strength and the advice that he needs to be able to save himself from them. And as is written in the introduction to Likut Imran, in the Shir Yedidus, a special song that was written for Rabbeinu Zalman, the Cholze Machmas Shtus She'eino Yodea Mikoichoi. It says over there that many people who are committing sins and everything, it's simply because they don't realize their own strength. They don't know their own ability. Avol Demes Lamitoi Bevada Yesh Loi Koyach. Whereas the real truth is that the person does have the ability to overcome these taivos. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Vodom Nisoyoin. Hashem never sends a person a test that the person can't overcome. So you definitely do have it within you to overcome your Yetzirah. Hashem is not looking for our failure. He wants our success. So he would never give us a situation in which we have to fail. Rav Nosson Zal says there's a lot to say about this. It's impossible to explain the super truth that a person needs to know each and every single day and every single hour to deal with the situations that he has to deal with at that time. Especially when it comes to giving a person encouragement, there's no way that we can write a manual that's going to cover all cases, that kind of thing. Person has different situations come up, every day is different, every hour is different, and there's a customized version of the MS that applies to that, to each scenario that a person's involved in. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes on another point now, about this issue of Shoyer Vosev, that the Torah speaks about specifically related to Geneva, showing how it represents the basics of Yiddishkeit of each and every single Jew. Gam Shoyer Vosev Marameis al Tzitzis Utfilin. The concept that the Torah speaks about a ganaf, a thief who steals the ox or the sheep, is also referring to the Jews Tzitzis and Tfilin. Kemuva Bahamaisa Shel Shoyer Vosev Ayin Shom, as is brought in one of the stories that Rabbeinu Zal told in the Sipurei Maaseis, where he talks about a king who issued a decree against the Jews not being allowed to wear their tzitzis and tefillin, and there it mentions that the tzitzis represents the sheep, because it's made from the wool of sheep, and tefillin represents the ox, because it's made from the hide, the leather. Hainu shelefomim mizgaber haganav kolkach shua yetzor shua sitrach reshu ikra haganav oramai kanal. There are times when the Yetzirah, who's this super thief, works so hard against the Yid, at shegoinev chas v'shalom gam b'chinas hashor v'oseh, to the point where the Yetzirah steals the person's sheep and ox, utvochoy oy machore, and slaughters it or sells it, meaning shematil pegam oy mevatloy legamri, the Yetzirah puts a blemish or destroys completely afilu me'ikr kiddushosoy, the most, the basic holiness of the Jew, shehut tzitzis tefillin, which is his talis and tefillin. That's like the, that's what you start the day with. That's what a Jew starts the day with. V'hu gam hu tzorech lizgaber ulevli liyay shatzmoy atcher yimtza ganov v'yotzi memeno bekifle kiflayim v'pchinas tashlumei dalet v'hei. And even in such a situation, even in a situation, Torah attacks a person's talis and tefillin, where chas shalom the person falls into such a yerida, or he gives up putting on tefillin, or he gives up putting on tzitzis, or even if he is putting on talis and tefillin, but even that he's not doing with any powerful intent or anything like that. A Jew needs to know that even from that, it's possible to come back. Even when a person's ox and sheep is stolen and either slaughtered or sold, it's possible to find the ganav, and it's possible to get back from him not just what he took, but to be able to get back 4 and 5 times as much. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki tzitzis u'tfilin bechinas oyer ho'emes, because these two mitzvahs specifically, tzitzis and tfilin, represent the light of truth. Tzitzis tikun habegodim. Tzitzis is referred to in Sifrei Musar as the tikun for a Jew's clothing. That's the item that places a kedusha on all the levush, all the malbushim that the person is wearing, the socks, the shoes, the jacket, the hat. The tzitzis represents a tikun for all of it. Lesakein hasheker hanechas biyoser babegodim kener bechush. The person would say, why do begodim need a tikun? Because most falsehood attaches itself to a person's clothes. Very often when a person's wearing clothing, the clothing is what makes him different than what he really is. You can get a person who's a schlump, who puts on, you know, fancy clothing and starts walking around like a big shot. You get a doorman, you know, of a building, who they put on this fancy uniform for him, and suddenly he becomes a boy. He's telling everybody what to do, you know, because he's got this fancy uniform. He's got the hat and the whole thing, you know, with the white gloves, you know. Or vice versa. You could have a person who's very important and high level, but his clothes is taken away from him. He's forced to dress in shabby clothing, and it takes him down. It makes him the Ben Melech and the Ben Shivcha Shnechlevu, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the main place where sheker attaches itself to a person is in the clothing. Beged, kenira b'chush, number one, as is seen in real life, and also Rav Nosson Zal says, beged bi'at bash, sheker kemuva. It's brought that the word beged, in the code of Atbash, Beis becomes a Shin, Gimel becomes a Reish, and Dalet becomes a Kuf. So the word Beged is actually the word Sheker in secret code, because that's what clothing is. You know, you take an item and you dress it up, a gold-plated thing. You know, it's dressed in gold. It's really a silly piece of metal. But they put a thin layer of gold around it, and ooh, suddenly it looks like a very expensive thing, even though it's not. You understand? So Rav Nosson Zal says now, so we see that begodim are an inyan of sheker by nature, and therefore they need a tikkun. The tikkun for them is tzitzis. Tzitzis represents the opposite of sheker, which is emes, the oyer ho emes. Next, tefillin oyer haponim. Tefillin is referred to as the oyer haponim. Mevakshe ponecho Yaakov, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas titein emes liyakov. Yaakov Avinu was called the ponim, and Yaakov Avinu was called emes. The ikrom bayoim. The main mitzvah of wearing tefillin is by day. Ubalaylo sheo, whereas at night, sheoz tarim de Gan Eden stimin, when the gates of Gan Eden are closed. Kadleil yoporish gatfo, when the night spreads its wings. V'hachoyshech mizgaber, and the darkness starts, you know, coming on strong. V'oz ein zman tzitzis u'tfilin. Then it's bedafka not a time for tzitzis and tfilin. Kiyesh choyshech b'chinas sheker she'yev sherlagia shom oira tzitzis v'tfilin. Because there are times that there could be a level of darkness which is so powerful that the light of tzitzis and tfilin is not powerful enough to combat it, in a sense. V'oz ein takono kim al yedei hadibur emes. And at that time, the tzitzis and tefillin won't help you. It's not a time. The only thing that will help the person is his dibur emes. Bechinas tefilas arvis shetikein Yaakov daika. This is the concept of the tefillah of Maariv, which night is not a time for tzitzis and tefillin, but it is a time when we daven Maariv. And Mayriv is bedafka that tefillah which Yaakov Avinu gave us. Yaakov Avinu, who is the super symbol of Emes, he represents that. So Avram Avinu wasn't Emes, Yitzchak Avinu wasn't Emes, they were Emes also. But Yaakov Avinu represents the highest level of Emes. And that's what's needed bedafka at night. Shehu etzem hu Emes beyoyser mikol ha'avos. He represents the epitome of truth that's above, you know, all the other forefathers. Ki Avram v'Yitzchok tiknu shachris u'mincha. Avram Avinu and Yitzchok Avinu were the ones who established the tefillas of shachris and mincha. She'oz heimamshichim oyer hatzitzis u'tfillin, which is at a time when the Jew is able to draw on the light of tzitzis and tefillin to combat the level of sheker that exists during the daytime. But when we get to the real darkness of night, Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu did not have a powerful enough light to give the Yidden to deal with nighttime, to be the antidote for the darkness of night, for the sheker of nighttime, of the true darkness. This is why we find that from Avram Avinu came forth a Yishmael, and from Yitzchak Avinu came forth an Esav. Asher PMD Bershov V'Yaminam Yimin Sheker. And we know that when the Torah talks about the nations of the Goyim, it refers to them as liars. Asher PMD Bershov V'Yaminam Yimin Sheker. So we see that by Avram and Yitzchak, there still was a bechin of sheker that was attached to them in a sense, in the fact that from Avram came Yishmael, from Yitzchak came Esau. Bechinas ho'emes shelohem hu sheker. This means that the truth of the goyim is really sheker. Veheim hechrivu esabes hamikdosh mokom ha'toyro v'atvila. And Esau and Yishmael are the ones who destroy the beis hamikdoshes, which are the center for toyro and tvila, which means the center for emes. Because they're the opposite of emes, they're sheker. Avol Yaakov, etzem emes biyoser, whereas Yaakov Avinu, who represents the highest level of truth, hayachozok b'ho emes kol kach, he was so solid in his truth, at sheheir ho emes b'toikev cheshchas layla, b'zgabros choshev ha-sheker moid moid, to the point where he was able to shine his truth at nighttime, at the most severe times of darkness. The Alkane who daiko tikein tefillas arvis. This is why Hashem gave him the responsibility to be mesak in the tefillah of arvis. Bechinas vayifga b'mokoyim, as it says that when he came to that spot of the Beis Hamikdash, suddenly it turned dark. And vayifga, the Gemara says, ein pigia l'tefillah, that was when he established the tefillah of Mayrith. Kishaborach me Esav arosha, which was when he was in between Rishoim. He was running away from Esav. V'holach l'lovan arami, and he was headed towards Lavan. So he was surrounded on both sides by darkness. He just left Esav, and he's headed for Lavan. Sheshneyem bechinas choyshech otzum v'noira mo'id. Those two represent the most severe types of darkness and sheker that there is. V'rosh ha'choyshech sevaveyu b'chol tzad mitzid etzdodim. And Yaakov Avinu saw and felt himself surrounded by darkness on all sides. And it was then Bedafka, we said, and that was the time when Yaakov Avinu was misaking the tefillah of Arvis. She'ikr tikun ha'tefillah hu emes. And we know that bechlal, when we talk about tefillah, the main tikun of tefillah, the main ingredient in tefillah, and the main thing that makes tefillah effective is the emes. Lahoyrois, to show us that Yaakov Avinu's emes is so powerful that it's able to shine even in the super darkness of night. This is why we find that by Yaakov Avinu there were no Esavs and Yishmoels. His bed was complete. Bebechinas kuloi zera emes. We had mentioned earlier that when the Torah speaks about the pure seed of Klal Yisrael, it refers to it as Kuloi Zera Emes, seed of truth. We see that it's only by Yaakov Avinu that it was Bechinas Kuloi Zera Emes, that all of his kids were pure, no Esavs and Yishmoels. Hepech Yishmoel Esav, Shem Zera Sheker, they're called Zera Sheker. Veze Bechinas Emes V'yatziv Shachris, ve'emes ve'muna arvis she'omrim achar gimel parshiyos shel kriyashma she'hem parshiyos shel tefillin v'tzitzis she'al yodom meir ho'emes. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand why bedafka after saying the Shema, which is like the foundation of with the Shema, which must be said wearing tefillin and tzitzis. The Gemara says, if a person says Shema without tefillin on, it's kilu meyed edu sheker. And the Zohar Kodesh says, if a person says Shema without wearing tzitzis, it's kilu meyed edu sheker. So it's bedafka when we finish saying the Shema in tzitzis and tefillin, what's the final word? Emes! Emes v'yatziv or emes v'muna, because those mitzvahs, tzitzis and tefillin, represent the declaration of emes. Kigam balayla betoikef hachoshech she'ein sham tzitzis u'tefillin mamish. The question is, how do we say it at night? How do we say emes v'muna at night time when there's no tzitzis and tefillin then? The answer is, this shows us that even at night, when you don't have technically the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, afal pikein meir hoemes shalahem al yidei hadibur al yidei shekoyer ne'elu agimel parashiyos koydem atfila, that a Jew has the ability with his words alone to speak diburei emes, which can shine so bright, you know, which can shine forth so brightly by the Jew saying, reciting the three parashiyos of tefillin of kriyashma, even not at a time of tzitzis and tefillin, that can still shine that light of emes. And so too we repeat the Shema before going to sleep. And part of the tefillah of Kriya Shema Lamita is where we say, Usihi mitosi shleim olofanecha, Hashem, let me be zoche that my bed should be solid for you. It shouldn't have any blemishes. You follow? Same as Bechinas Yaakov, Bechinas Emes, Bechinas Tefillas Arvis. V'alkein oimrim balaylo biyodcho afkid ruchi podisa oisi Hashem kel emes. This is why the last words that a Jew is supposed to say before he goes to sleep, even after hamapil, he says this pasuk biyodcho afkid ruchi Hashem, I'm giving my soul over into your hands, podisa oisi, you are the one who will redeem me, kel emes, the Hashem of truth. That's the final word that the person says. Ki betoikev cheshchas laylo. Because in the bedafka, at the darkness of night, that's the most important time that the person has to attach himself to emes, because emes is light. Emes is the opposite of that darkness. This is the concept of Ner Chanukah and the candles of the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash. Shehem b'cheshkas laila, where these candles are lit bedafka at night time. And again, the eight candles of Chanukah correspond to the eight times that it says the word emes after between Kriyashma and Shmon Esrei, the Arizal says, showing that that's what it is. It's emes, and the time that we light those candles is bedafka at night, during that choshech. V'zeh oitzim malois neirois kedushas Chanukah. This is the great, awesome holiness of Chanukah. Shemamshichim oyer haner digdusha mer balayla ide oyer hoemes shu ikor oyer shel kol oyeros, whereby we have the ability to draw this holy candle which shines at night through the light of truth, which is the highest level light. Bebechinas ner Hashem nishma sodom, the candle of Hashem, which is a nickname for the neshama. And if you recall, we had said earlier that the neshama represents that nekud of emes inside the person. Ki ikar hanes al yidei oyer hoemes shemavat lachoshech vasheker afim misavev kemoi shemisavev, because the main concept of a miracle being brought into fruition is through this light of emes, which has the ability to destroy and negate all kinds of darkness and sheker, no matter how much the darkness and sheker try to surround the person. If you recall, we had said in this chapter in Likutei Moharan that this is based on, there were four issues: emuna, miracles, Eretz Yisrael, and Tefillah. And we said that the key to get to all of them is through emes. So here's an example where to get the miracle, Chanukah is a time where we celebrate a miracle, the miracle came about through the emes being that candle, that ner lekim nishmas odom choyfeis kol chadrei botim, that emes that shines even during the choyshech.